Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. This is a show where we talk about the things that are trending right now as we're recording, and then I gotta admit, it takes us a really long time to release them after we record it. So it's like we're on the cutting edge, and then by the time it's out, all the news is like a couple of weeks old.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm literally sitting on the one that should be out right now.
You're literally sitting on it?
Well, yeah. Get up and get off of it, please.
I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my co-hosts, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi, we have a very special guest with us today. He's an Earwolf engineer, lead Earwolf engineer.
That's right. Right? Get that lead in there.
Yeah, lead Earwolf engineer. Very and you got a lead. New you got a new job title, right?
Yeah, now I'm engineering and production manager, whatever that means.
Fancy. It's Brett Morris. Yay. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And, of course.
And he's a, you know, musician and a record producer, too, right? Like, you're working on stuff with Howard Kramer all the time.
All the time.
And your own thing.
Yeah, my own things, which I kind of have, like, in the back seat right now. I'm working on a thing with Matt Besser right now.
Cool.
Oh, right.
That I'm really excited about.
That's exciting.
Yeah, always producing something.
That's really cool.
Like a music project?
Yeah. Okay. I can't say too much about it right now. I'll just tease it and get everyone super excited.
That's cool. That's all I want to hear.
Exclusive news on Trends with Benefits.
Yeah. That's great. Thanks so much for coming on. Do you think that you know what's trending most of the time? Or do you...
I don't think I'm completely clueless. I pick up on a few things here and there, but I'm not an expert on the trends.
Yeah, I think that everybody sort of has a different approach, but it's hard to be completely checked out in this day and age with social media and all of that stuff.
Right. I think I'm halfway. I'm definitely like a curmudgeon on some of the things, and then... But I'm always curious, like, what's happening. I just don't happen to know all of them.
Well, we're going to find out what the things are.
Yeah, we're going to teach you some stuff today.
Yeah, I've definitely learned a lot about the trends since doing this show. I think Agata has always been, like, she's the one who knows. Like, she's basically a teenager.
Yeah.
Super trendy.
Yeah, I know everything, and it's not even always a good thing. I just know everything that's happening.
About Generation Z, right?
Yeah, that's like the kids that are younger than me. I know what they're up to and what they're talking about. Gabe, do you want to say the date?
Oh, right. I'm supposed to announce the date so people know exactly when the trend...
You know how old this is when it drops?
It's important to timestamp all the episodes. So, like, when they're listening, they're going to be like, no, B.B. King isn't still alive.
Oh, my God. So the one that's dropping today, you're, like, celebrating B.B. King quality?
Yeah. We do talk about that B.B. King on that episode.
Do we really?
We did, yes.
Oh, my God. That's weird.
Okay, I had to actually check the date. It's Saturday, May 23rd, and it's about 4:07, so it's 13 minutes till 4:20.
And we all know what that means. Mm-hmm. It's a time of friendship and fun. We're all going to hug each other.
So we start off every episode with our advice segment. It's called Ask Agata, and people... all over the internet can write in to our website. It's twb.cool/ask. Or you can call and leave a voicemail at...
432. Sorry.
No.
432 Agata, hi.
Yeah.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes. Yeah. Wait, all of these things.
Cool/ask?
It's twb.cool/ask. They have...
Dot cool.
Yeah, they have... You'd be shocked... how many dot things they have now. They have dot pizza. They have dot business.
I want dot pizza.
Dot butt.
Dot business.
Yeah.
Not even like biz.
No. They've got the type out business. Long ones.
That's a hard word to spell.
That'd
for
be
some
the
people.
Worst website.
Yeah. Don't. I don't want anyone to think we're joking. Our website is twb.cool.
Yeah.
And you know, if your name Dot Cool is available, why would you not take
it? Why wouldn't everyone have either Dot Cool or Dot Pizza? Either
way, I want Dot Pizza awesome. For sure.
Brett Dot Pizza, like that's probably open.
Probably
is. No,
well, not when this episode drops, it'll be snatched up.
If Engineer Sam doesn't have Dot Pizza of his name, he's doing himself a disservice.
That's a guy that loves pizza.
And then your number is 432 Agata.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and people
call.
How
did you score that?
Wait, what?
And how did you score that number?
Oh, I don't know. Gabe did this.
Yeah, I just was looking for different combinations of numbers.
It's a Google Voice number, right?
I mean, I don't want to give away too much of how this show works technically.
Yeah.
But people call the number, and it goes right into the back end of our podcast.
Ouch.
What?
Back.
Oh, yeah. The back end's responding.
Anyway, so people ask these questions and they go right into our website, and it's really impressive.
It's very awesome. Cool. Thank you.
I built it myself.
Yeah, I was gonna go in and give you that compliment before you revealed that.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta. Board certified. Addiction medicine.
Awesome. I cut that together. You know about me, Brett, that I used to work in radio in the olden days, you know, at K-Rock with Kimmel and the gang.
Sure.
And so I cut my teeth, you know, splicing together radio segments back when we had to literally do it with a razor blade. And
right, chopping it up after you chop your Coke.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you can all that's it sounds so grainy like that because of all the Coke on the on the tape.
It's when you had the afro in the 70s.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yep. So this question comes to us from
well, we have Robo Laura Hall read us our questions every week.
Right. Brett, we're going to wheel out our robot, Robo Laura Hall. She reads our questions every week, and here she is.
Hey.
Hello, I am Robo Laura Hall.
Hey.
Don't be scared of her. Okay. She can be a little pushy sometimes, but generally she's fine. We have her on a short leash.
Don't be scared, Brett.
I'm not scared. I don't know why everyone thinks I'm scared. I said, hey.
I mean, when you agreed to come on this podcast, you weren't expecting us to have like a sassy robot, were you?
It's okay. Don't cry.
I'm not crying. It's humid in here and just back off. Right.
Right.
It just looks like tears. It's not tears.
Right. It's not tears.
Robo Laura Hall rubs a lot of our guests the wrong way. I think maybe Brett the most.
I like robots. I've always liked robots. I've never voted against robot marriage or anything like that.
That's good.
How much do you like them, Brett?
I think she's flirting with you.
1 to 10 scale, or what exactly? I mean, I like you. I don't know you that well. But.
Yes, 1 to 10 scale.
I would say right now, it's kind of dipping a little bit. I was at like a 10. I was excited to see a robot, and then now it's maybe 8. You're in silence.
Okay, let's get to the question.
I agree.
I think she was trying to go.
Yeah, that's her awkward noise when she's trying to make a pause noise.
Let's just move past this awkward introduction.
Okay, this question comes to us from Bad Boss.
Dear Agata, my boss is really arrogant. He's always speaking like he's an expert on every subject. But there are times I've heard him be obviously wrong about things, until now I've bit my tongue. But I really want to call him out when he says things that aren't true. But it's awkward because he's my boss. What do you think I should do?
Here's what you should do. What? Who did the question come from?
It came from Bad Boss.
Bad Boss. Okay.
So he's not the boss.
It's misleading, but we're going to go with it. Dear Bad Boss, here's what you do. Make a website maybe grab like a good domain name, like a .cool or a .pizza, and put all of every time that your boss has ever been wrong, just make a note of it and add it to the website, and then redirect people there so they can see every error.
Okay, so your advice to this listener is that they should publicly shame their boss.
Yeah.
To turn the whole world against the boss.
Yeah, and then bad boss, you will be the bad boss. You're going to take over. Get your real bad boss fired.
Oh, yeah. Give over your Twitter account to your boss, and then he's bad boss.
Oh, I wonder if this person got at bad boss on Twitter.
Probably. You're not allowed to represent yourself as anything unless you have a Twitter handle for it.
Well, I hate to contradict you.
No, you don't. You love it.
But I would say that's probably not the way you're going to advance in your job. I mean, some industries are really cutthroat, and that is the way that you advance. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, you know the, what is it, like the rules of power or whatever? There's some famous list of like the rules of power.
Uh-huh. Like 10 commandments of
yeah.
Like
that. Yeah.
Are you talking about the literal 10 commandments?
Yeah, I'm talking right. about that.
Love thy neighbor.
Thou shalt not
Brett, list all the 10 commandments. Yes.
One of them is to always make your boss, or basically whoever's the leader, whoever's mm-hmm. in like the number one spot, your rule for advancing your own power is to always make him look good,
right?
Or her, mm-hmm. and always, like, no matter what. And then he or she will make you number two, and then when they exit, you're the one in power.
Hmm, or when, like the, when their back is turned, you can stab them and take over.
Whoa.
Right. I'm just saying that's the rules of power that I've heard.
I would agree with Brett on this one. That seems like a much more reasonable... I'm thinking about giving him your segment.
What? Based on this one question?
No, based on a long history of you giving people terrible advice.
Like, think of Smithers.
Yeah.
Smithers isn't talking back to Mr. Burns.
Smithers has been... Okay, it's been like, what, 30 years? 25? I don't know how many years has The Simpsons been on there.
25. At least 25. But picture Smithers.
Yeah.
But picture him with a different voice because... It's not the same voice.
For 25 years, he's been in the same exact position of power.
So. Yeah, but if he talked back at any point in those like 30 years, he would have been kicked out, right?
Yeah, and he probably would have gotten a job as an accountant, and then he'd be up in the accountant ranks.
Wait, but Smithers was in love with Mr. Burns, so
yeah.
Are you saying that another way of doing well is you should be in love with your boss?
Well, I didn't bring up Smithers, so I guess...
You,
Brett,
you keep harping on rules. Smithers.
I don't know. It's another one of these rules. You gotta picture Smithers and then be Smithers.
What? Where is this list from? Is it like a?
It's BuzzFeed.
It's like an old
BuzzFeed list. It's an old BuzzFeed list. It's a
biblical listicle.
Le BuzzFeed.
Biblical listicle is a great
episode title.
Yeah, you can take that.
Thank you. Okay. Well. I think that there's a disagreement on the panel here.
Has that ever happened before?
It happens pretty much every single time.
It happens each time with them.
Yeah, but I just want to reiterate again, it's Ask Agata, not Ask Gabe and whoever else happens to be walking by what they think. Like, you guys can weigh in.
Yes,
but
we're all walking around during the podcast recording, so.
Yeah, we're just walking by and speaking into
microphones.
Mics that are set up all over the room.
Well, if you want your question answered with more of Agata's advice, again, 432 Agata High is where you leave your voicemail messages, twb.cool/ask, and we'll do it again next week until we run out of questions.
Is it high like H-I or H-I-G-H?
Well, it's like...
Or H-A-I.
It's not H-A-I.
Or H-Y-E.
No, it's not that one. It's H-I, but if you kept doing G-H, it would still go through because that's too many letters.
Yeah, it would just ignore the rest of them.
But not HAI.
Yeah.
When you're, then you're going to Agata Ha.
Yeah, and that goes to a Pizza Hut down the street. So they get really mad when our calls go there.
Are you ready for a trend?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hit those trends. Let's find out what's trending in the
President
world.
President Obama joins Twitter.
Can you...
President Obama joins Twitter.
I gotta get it clean.
President Obama joins Twitter.
You get it?
One of those work.
Why did you say, I gotta get it clean? That's so funny.
Because do we have to go get it clean again? Because
no.
Now we're commenting on what happened?
No, I'll probably just leave this whole chunk in.
Okay, good.
President Obama joined Twitter. He wasn't just like at White House or whatever anymore.
It's, what is he tweeting about?
Well, there was a... I think what the reason why this is trending is because he was talking to Bill Clinton over social media, and then all the replies were just like, hey... F me, do this to me, I love you, daddy. A lot of responses calling.
Wait, that's what Bill Clinton was writing?
No, just other Twitter users.
Oh, I see.
To their conversation.
Talking to who, though?
To Obama.
Oh.
Right.
So there's a bunch of horny people.
Tweens, I guess.
Ooh. Oh, tweens are writing sexually explicit things to Obama.
Yeah.
Is anybody following Barack on Twitter?
I didn't. I mean, I heard that he was on there, but I didn't follow him.
I did.
You did?
Yeah. He and Clinton had some good zingers at each other, like out the gate.
What do you remember any?
Yeah, one of them was Clinton was being like, you know, playful or whatever, and was just like, hey, something, are you going to like hand over that... Twitter handle or something when you're done, like I know someone who might want it or something.
Right.
And then Obama said something like, well, I'm not sure, do you want the at FLOTUS, like the first lady?
Right.
Something like that,
because he'd be the first lady.
Yeah.
Is he gonna be the first lady?
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
What do they call Billy it boy? Officially first spouse,
first
kid. Like that Sinbad movie?
Love that movie.
Yes, they'll call
it. I remember that movie.
Remember so when funny. Sinbad dressed up like a Coca-Cola with a pizza inside the Coca-Cola?
Pizza?
A pizza?
A pizza, yes. That's how I say it.
We've covered this ground before. July Dot says pizza, buddy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, great. I think that it's good that the president's on Twitter. Why not?
I just want to know, like, what was the point and why wait so long? Like,
I think he's just in the phase of, like, he doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, he's in his lame duck period.
Right.
Okay, good point. So I imagine, is he just, like fucking with people? Like, tweeting at celebrities?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
at brands?
Eleven-year-old graduates college.
Oh, that's funny. It thought the word was graduates.
Stupid.
It's robot. It's not.
I mean,
it.
Robo Laura Hall thought that the word was graduates. It didn't know that the context should have had it pronounce it graduates.
I'm not stupid.
Sorry.
Oh, God. Robo Laura
Hall is not stupid.
Yeah. She's not stupid. Okay, we get it. 11-year-old graduates college.
Yes. Tanishq Abraham is the youngest person this year to graduate from American River College, and possibly in the 60-year history of the school.
11 is really young.
Yeah.
For college.
Interesting.
But that's, wow. So the only person I can think of that's young that graduated college like this is Doogie Howser.
Mm-hmm.
MD.
Oh, I didn't recognize it until you put the MD on there.
Can you play the little keyboard riff
from
Doogie Howser?
From Doogie Howser? If I had a keyboard here, I could.
Oh, but you do.
Oh, you know, I wouldn't want to upstage Robo Laura Hall because she's a really good piano player.
She gets jealous when we play the piano anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so what's special about this kid? How is he?
There it is.
Oh,
She played it. Where'd you get that synthesizer from?
Is this like a genius child? It must be a genius child, right? You can't graduate from college unless you're advanced.
Yeah.
If you're 11.
Give us some info, July.
It says here he was homeschooled since until age 10. So he went to college for only a year and graduated.
Is this a real college?
How can you homeschool
American
college?
River College sounds real to me.
American River College sounds.
That sounds totally made up.
Not real to me. Yeah.
it sounds like a college for otters. Yeah, like
says here he got a 4.0 GPA when he was being homeschooled.
If my mom was my teacher, I think she would give me a 4.0 too.
Yeah. Oh, a 4.0 too?
Yeah.
Extra credit for being
a cutie pie.
Goody, goody. I hate homeschooling. It creeps me out.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about like the horrible things that some parents are teaching their children.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah.
I imagine like being taught sex ed, right? That'd be horrible.
Oh, God, July, we're going to have to do this off air, I think.
I think having to see that video where you learn about the
My dad wouldn't let me watch that video.
Like he wouldn't sign off.
Yeah, he wouldn't sign the permission slip. I was the only one who didn't get to see it.
So you had to walk out of class in shame?
Yeah, and I still don't know how you get pregnant.
Well, spoiler alert, back in the 70s, people didn't shave, so that's all you need to know.
That's what the movie covers?
That's all they covered for about 10 minutes.
They didn't shave, so you still didn't know after you watched the video.
I didn't know.
You couldn't see what happens down there.
No. We were all 14, and we were all disgusted.
Great.
When I was a kid, my dad wouldn't sign the paper that... Or he wouldn't let me go into the D.A.R.E. program. Because he was such a pothead. I think he either didn't want them telling me that drugs were bad, or he didn't want me figuring out what pot smelled like.
Really?
Could be. I don't know. I didn't find out till I was like 14 that he smoked pot.
Do they teach you what pot smells like in D.A.R.E.?
I don't know. Do they do that? Do they?
Sounds to me that we should maybe recreate this.
Recreate the D.A.R.E. program?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I the teacher?
Sure, you can be the D.A.R.E. teacher. Okay. I'll be a student. We'll all be students.
Okay.
Order! Order! This meeting of the D.A.R.E. program is called to order!
Teacher, my dad smells weird.
I'm going to pass around these samples of drugs so you can all smell what they smell like. July, here's some heroin. Brett, here's some PCP. And Agata, here's some pot.
Where'd you get this?
It smells gross.
I think I inhaled some.
How much are we supposed to be smelling it?
Just until the dad's call.
And scene. Perfect. Really, they get better and better every time.
And shorter.
Yeah.
That's probably the shortest one.
Right.
So your dad was a pothead?
Yeah, it was.
Like, openly?
Yeah. I probably shouldn't say that on a podcast.
Yeah, they'll come round
they'll
you
come
up.
Round me up.
I'm sure.
Son of a pothead.
We had an art teacher in high school who played... he was like a total hippie type,
mm-hmm.
and he put in like a cassette tape during one of the classes, and it was like this lame like mood music or whatever he wanted everyone to get into. Mm-hmm. And the tape, it was like the classic thing you wouldn't think actually happens in life. The tape stopped, and it turned out it was a tape that he had recorded over and didn't know it. And it was him and his friends or something on an acid trip. And they were, and you could hear him like, there's dragons everywhere. And he like ran over to like to press stop. It was amazing.
Wait, it was like just audio?
Yeah, and you know, you could just record over.
Oh man, we're gonna record us tripping so we can listen back to it later.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
That is kind of like what your mindset is too when you're hallucinating like this. It's like, I gotta write this down so that I don't forget I'm back to normal. Right. Then you like see it and you're like, this is nothing. This is the ramblings of a high person.
Just pictures of eyeballs and stuff.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen not returning for Full House Revival.
Okay, so they're bringing Full House back, and Mary-Kate and Ashley aren't coming back.
Why are they not on board, Joy?
They're asking for way too much money, I guess.
Ooh.
That seems bullshit.
They can't even get one of them.
That's all they need.
That's all they need.
That's true.
Or, I mean, they're not babies anymore. Can't they just get a new baby?
I don't think they're still going to be babies.
They should have them still be babies. Everyone else is an adult, but Michelle is still a baby.
She's just in like a baby carriage, dressed in a onesie.
That's so funny, thinking back to Full House and just thinking like that baby someday is going to be the biggest diva. Right. Like demand the most money to be the baby.
I've always just thought like those babies have been famous since they were babies. They have no idea what it's like not being famous.
Mm-hmm. And they're super rich.
And they're so rich.
They're like entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so why would they even like be demanding a bunch of money if they don't even like they don't need that money?
I don't think they I think they just didn't want to do it. Yeah, they're just not interested.
That seems more likely.
But it's, you know, it's all about the money, so it's probably the money.
I mean, they have more money than they could ever spend.
For sure, and that's why they probably feel like, they probably think we are the thing that made this show like so popular,
mm-hmm.
so that you know they're gonna ask for like these crazy demands for you know money or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And then they don't get it because it's like a Netflix deal, and so they just turn it down, and that brings us to today. Where the third Olsen's going to be playing both of them.
Oh, really?
Wait, they only played one character between the two of them.
There's a new plot line.
Michelle was a twin all along.
Yep.
And so Elizabeth Olsen, the third Olsen, is going to play Michelle and her long-lost twin?
Yes, Margaret. And she's going to do it as Scarlet Witch.
What's Scarlet Witch?
The Marvel character from the movie Avengers Age of Ultron, now in theaters.
I didn't see it.
Is Elizabeth Olsen play that character?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes you have
and
to
we
like...
we got there.
We got there. Excellent.
I think they should just cancel this remake.
I kind of agree with you.
Same.
I mean, is it... It just one of those things that sounds like a fun idea, but to actually go through with it and watch the full episode, like, what are they actually going to do?
Yeah. Who's clamoring for it?
Nobody.
Like, it seems like the kind of...
Whoever clamors in general.
Yeah.
I clamor.
I've never clamored. In general, there's just way too much. There's like that we were just talking about, like this whole nostalgia industry
right
now
right
where everything's about like remakes, like shot for shot remake of that, would that be funny?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's kind of like you're not supposed to actually do it.
Yeah.
Like the thought I just feel like everyone's geeking out a little bit too much.
Exactly. That kind of thing isn't supposed to extend beyond, hey, remember this? Yes.
Right. Right. That was great back then.
Yeah. It might be a thing where all the geeks and nerds back then are now in a place of power where they're like, yeah, we're gonna bring back Full House, we're gonna see what Joey's up to.
Right.
He's gonna be the new Louie.
Joey, Uncle Joey. Dave Coulier is gonna be the new Louie.
Oh, for sure. They're gonna like make him out to be the new Louie.
He's gonna
modern day Louie.
He's gonna be eating a slice of pizza at the beginning of every
episode. Joey, 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 Joey.
With the Joey Lawrence.
Joey Lawrence.
Yeah.
That was Dave Coulier, right? Joey on Full House?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But then Joey Lawrence was another 90s
Joey
Yo.
Sitcom guy,
All
right?
of those Lawrence brothers.
Yeah. Whoa.
What happened to those guys?
Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's part of the same family.
Vicky
Calling
Lawrence.
Calling him a brother is pretty racist, though.
Vicky Lawrence from Mama's Family. She was Mama.
Oh, yeah, Mama.
They're all brothers.
Yeah, that's something you're not going to see, like, a nostalgia trip for. Yeah. Like, you're actually a 90s kid if you want Mama's Family.
If you want Mama's Family. And
I kind of do.
And Balky.
Yeah, Balky.
Balky. What?
Yeah. Balky was from, what was
Perfect
the show?
Strangers.
Perfect Strangers, yeah.
Cousin Larry, man.
Yeah.
People think Balky was funny. You know who was really funny? Cousin Larry.
I see.
I don't get this reference.
Mama's Family always, it was one of those shows that signified to me that the good shows were ending, like the time slot.
Right.
Where it was like, there's that time slot right after school where there was like three or four pretty cool shows.
Right.
And then all of a sudden Mama's Family, which was like almost like a transition show where I'd still put up with it.
Yeah.
But then I wasn't sure why I always watched it.
Yeah. And meanwhile, there's some like 70-year-old somewhere just praying for your shows to end so right. she can finally right. watch Mama's Family.
German grandmother gives birth to quadruplets at age 65.
Ugh. No.
Let's not talk about this.
Are you sure?
That's a trend?
Yeah.
German yeah. grandmother?
A German grandmother gave birth to quadruplets at the age of 65.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Don't say,
don't
oh, yeah,
say like it like that.
I'm just...
You're making a judgment, and we don't like the way that you're leaning.
All I'm doing is confirming what you...
That is
restated.
Not all you're doing. You don't say, oh, yeah, if you're just confirming.
Okay. So she's German, and she had quadruplets.
Yes.
And she's a grandmother.
And she's 65.
Oh, yeah.
July.
I'm just...
You know, that's like... You're verging on clamoring, I think.
Yeah, you're clamoring for it, July.
I think it's great.
Why?
To be able to have kids at that age.
That's not great.
But won't they all be damaged somehow?
Yeah, that's a really like high risk pregnancy if you're over.
How are they? Right. Does it say what their health is?
It doesn't say that they're in bad health.
Are they all conjoined?
No.
They're like joined at the finger. They're
like gingerbread men.
Gingerbread.
Hey. If this woman's a grandmother, that means that her children are her grandchildren's uncles and aunts, which means that Whoa. Those grandchildren just had four uncles and or aunts born.
Yikes.
You're blown. Oh, yeah. You're blown my mind, Gabe. I can't handle this.
Oh,
right now.
Brett likes this.
Brett.
Brett likes the idea of young cousins, yeah. young uncles and aunts.
Guys, this is a pervy topic for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know. It's just like it's kind of gross. I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. What's gross about it, Gabe?
Well, the I hate to say it.
The
I mean,
age?
People say that birth is a miracle, like human reproduction. I think it's kind of icky. I mean, mm-hmm. right? It's weird that people grow other people in their stomachs. And like growing four of them when you're a grandma in your stomach.
When you're a yeah. grandma, it's unheard of.
Like, I mean, you're just sitting around watching Mama's Family. Growing four human beings in your stomach?
So you have an issue just with the concept of getting, like, with pregnancy?
Yes.
So it has nothing to do with the grandma.
It makes it more gross because she's a grandma.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Because you don't want to think about, like...
And German.
She probably just, like... yelled at the babies until they came out of her.
Right.
How did she yell, Gabe?
You can be like 32 and be a grandma.
Oh, this is true. One of those uncles or, well, not uncles, one of the aunts could be 32 and she could also be grandmother. The one of the ants that you brought up from earlier.
Remember those ants?
They're babies. They can't be 32.
No, when they are 32, their niece will be like 60 something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, numbers. Interesting.
I could talk about numbers
all day. All right, let's talk about numbers. I'll start. 2.
It's a good number. It's a good number, balanced, well balanced.
A little low for me. I like to aim a little higher. July.
What's your favorite number, Agata?
41.
Any specific reason why you like 41?
It's just obviously the best one.
Gabe?
I don't like numbers. I like letters.
Okay.
My favorite letter is G.
Why is it G?
Because
of grandmas?
Because of grandmas. This is a segment we're about to launch into.
It's 4:44, which means it's 4:20 somewhere.
We missed 4:20.
This is a segment where July brings in the comic section of the newspaper, and he reads a comic for us. It's called July's Funny Pages. Do you know the comics?
Do I know the comics?
Yeah, are you like, did you read?
Yeah, I always read them like as a kid, like the Sunday paper and everything.
Yeah, did you ever have a favorite one that you wanted to, you couldn't wait till like you read that one?
Far Side and Calvin and Hobbes. And I liked Garfield.
Oh, boy.
In the good days of Garfield. Mm-hmm. Before like he jumped the shark or whatever.
Yeah, right. Before Garfield jumped over that shark.
Jumped
on his motorcycle.
The lasagna.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked a lot of them. Yeah. I liked Zippy.
Zippy the pinhead.
Because that was just super like surreal and weird.
We were just talking about Zippy the Pinhead last week. It wasn't like, we were saying how it wasn't funny then as kids, but we always like assumed that when we got older, we'd understand it.
Right.
But
it still doesn't make sense.
It still doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I like it on a weird like David Lynch level or something.
Yeah.
Like it just, the fact that it makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's just like a weird drug trip in the middle of the funny papers.
Do you want to play your intro, July?
Oh, sure.
Oh.
July's funny pages. That's Darcy Carden.
That's awesome. Oh, really?
Yeah. She was on our show a few episodes ago.
All right. So since you brought up Zippy the Pinhead, we'll just read that.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Yeah. This is that we've never read this one before. So it's new to me. So if you have any like backstory on the characters at all, feel free to.
He's always dressed in sort of like a clown outfit, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And he just seems angry all the time.
Is he angry?
I think he's...
I'm trying to remember. I thought he was sort of strangely like oblivious to whatever was happening.
Really? I don't know. In my head, I could be wrong, but in my head, he was always angry about something. And I always just assumed that it was like the comic book writer expressing his anger at the world through this character. But right. Let's see what Zippy the Pinhead is up to today.
Yeah. Yeah, does he live in a world where every other character kind of looks like him?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so
I think it's a grotesque world.
Is Pinhead a racial slur?
Well, I don't think pinheads are a race.
Yeah.
But
God, this is a weird episode where you're trying to just bring up race at every moment.
Yeah, got it.
What did I bring up before this moment?
I can't remember.
I'm half pinhead.
I didn't mean to be insensitive. I was just wondering.
I think it's like a condition that used to be in carnivals and stuff.
Pinheads?
Yeah.
What they just had like pointy heads? Or
yeah, but I think it also comes with like, you know.
Right.
Disabilities.
Oh. Yeah.
Mental disabilities.
Oh.
I think. I don't know.
Well, we're not going to look this up. We're going to read this comic instead.
Yeah. I'm going to Google it.
Okay.
I mean, okay. You can go ahead.
Okay, so there's four panels. What we like to do is sort of, I'll read the first three, and then we guess what the final, you'll guys guess what the final panel is.
Okay.
And see if it's the right thing that happens or not. Is Zippy supposed to be like a hilariously like set up punchline comic?
No, he looks like a clown. He's wearing a jester costume. There's a good chance Zippy the Pinhead isn't. I keep wanting to call him Ziggy because that's another comic.
Oh, yeah. That one's good.
But Zippy the Pinhead, I think, is a clown. So you'll recognize him
I think there's kind of a punchline, but it always hits you in a weird, like, anti-punchline way.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay. I see.
I think.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see what happens.
All right. First panel. Looks like we're in a house.
This is you talking or Zippy?
No, this is just me describing.
He's describing the comic to us. Okay.
At the very top of the panel, it says Fletcher and Tanya. So Zippy might not even be in this. Fletcher and Tanya might be the only characters in this. Okay, so Fletcher's sitting down on a couch. He says, I want every reader of this paper to have...
It's in small font.
My big new... Sensation tomato.
What?
I want every
reader of this paper.
Reader of this paper.
To have
my new.
My big new sensation tomato.
Big new sensation tomato.
Okay.
I just zoomed it in for July, so you should be able to read it better.
Right.
Tanya replies, right now or when you build. Maybe you're just a big coward? She doesn't say it in a question mark. I'm saying it in a question mark.
Okay.
Well, maybe just be more true to the script.
Okay, sorry. I'll start over. Right now, or when you build.
Build, like B-U-I-L-D? Or
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe you're just a big coward.
I have no idea what's
Fletcher
going on.
Says this?
No, this is Tanya in response to Fletcher.
Who are these people?
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, see, this is, yeah, okay.
By the way, the room they're in, which I assume is a living room, has a portrait of what looks like a Picasso.
Okay.
And they're both wearing these, like, yellow suit jackets.
Okay. I don't remember it being in color, but...
Second panel.
That's all in the first panel?
That's all in the first panel. All
right. Okay.
We're one-fourth of the way
there. Quickly recap.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
Sensation tomato. He wants he wants her to try his new sensation tomato. And she says, what are you, a coward? Wait till you build it or something?
All right, so he says... I want every reader of this paper. He's holding like this, he's holding a paper in his hand.
Breaking
sorry.
The fourth wall? Like, reader of this paper?
Is he talking to me?
See, this is how deep Zippy goes. We're already in, like, the rabbit hole.
This is like a David Lynch comic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. All right, second panel.
All right.
No Looks answer. Like we're in a dark room. A new character is introduced. Who kind of looks like Fletcher, but has a...
What does Fletcher look
Wait,
like?
Oh, sorry. All right, so Fletcher... what does Zippy look like? Because I want to make
He's
sure...
He's got a pinhead in a clown suit.
None of those people are Zippy. I just glanced very quickly at it.
Okay, so Fletcher, he does not have a pinhead. He has sort of like an egg head, but his hair is sort of tied up in a knot.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a man bun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And oh, those like, are hot right now.
Yeah. And those are like, it's like straight up, and so is Tanya's hair. That's why I asked earlier if they're supposed to look alike, because they kind of look alike.
So they might be pinheads, or they might be part of the circus troupe or whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so this might be another member of the circus troupe, and this guy has a mustache, and he's like pointing at Fletcher. And has his arm around him. And he says, I knew some experts would do it. And Fletcher replies, That thing as big as a house. It's coming toward me.
Is this Wonder Tomato? What was it called? A wonder tomato?
Sensation tomato. Okay, so far I have no idea what's happening.
All right, let's just push through.
Third panel.
How are we going to guess what happens in the great. Fourth panel?
Third panel, at the very top of the panel, it says, Conrad Nervig out sick today. Guest cartoonist, Christina Touchage. So this is a completely different cartoonist writing just this...
Just this panel?
Just this panel.
Whoa.
What?
I had no idea there were any collaborations like
That's
this.
That's real?
Yeah. So, looks like we're outside. Tanya and Fletcher are outside. Fletcher's like running away from Tanya, and Tanya says, yes, I'm still single, as she looks up into the sky. And as
he's chasing her?
He's running away from her.
Oh, okay.
And as he's running away, he's saying, bad business, coming to work, looking like the night before.
Gabe, you want to do this summary?
That's it for the third panel.
Okay, so, and then there's a fourth panel, yeah. I'm guessing.
Could you guess what the panel's going to be?
I think it's pretty obvious.
They're going to be eating some kind of pasta with sauce, right? That's what happened? The tomato ended up right. dinner?
That's a good guess.
I'm going to guess that they're smooching. There's some gross noises happening.
Ooh.
I'm going to guess they're just, like, speaking in Spanish all of a sudden. and just, yeah, eating cereal.
Yeah, that's good a guess as anything.
That's good. Well, this is what's actually happening. It looks like they're in a...
Wait, were any of us right?
No. It looks like they're in a weird void now. And Tanya's face is really huge. And... Fletcher's just standing next to her, and Fletcher says, good grief, she went right over the other side. And Tanya says, stop taking it on the chin, time marches on. So it's very political. Yeah.
I don't understand this at all.
I didn't understand a single word of that.
I didn't either.
Is that recent? Is Zippy still happening?
This might be a classic one.
All I know is that I want to eat a sensation tomato. It sounds delicious.
It really is.
I thought the sensation tomato would have come back at a certain point, but
well, nothing makes sense.
That was bizarre.
Yeah, and I feel high.
Yeah. Now imagine being a little kid and reading through that every week.
I was just like, I see this clown character. This should be right in my wheelhouse.
You're so into clowns.
Yeah, I mean, fun, clown, yeah.
But he's not a clown, he's a pinhead.
It's an
important distinction.
Right.
Did you ever Google that?
Oh, I got distracted with nothing interesting. But, I mean, I Googled it and then nothing, is it just someone with a small head?
No, it's like something, it's called like something, I feel like it has like plagia at the end of the word.
But it like they're in the circus, so that
the one from Hellraiser.
Pinhead is a fictional character from the Hellraiser series.
Yeah, that's what I got. Then I
mostly serving as the main antagonist. Pinhead is the leader of the Cenobites, formerly human creatures from an extra-dimensional realm.
So why would he be in the circus?
Hellraiser?
I don't know if he's in a circus.
Oh, I don't understand anything. Apparently,
it's all. Zippy the Pinhead is all just a big old fever dream, as far as I could ascertain.
The only real thing that I see on Urban Dictionary is it's like a slang to call somebody dumb.
Yeah, like the Three Stooges might call each other pinheads.
Yeah.
Well, that's an Urban Dictionary?
Yeah, and then it says something about being the lead Cenobite in the horror flick Hellraiser by Clive Barker, whatever that means.
We've already covered the Hellraiser. Yeah.
Have you guys seen Hellraiser? It's really good.
No.
I don't think I ever
did. Too scary.
The first one is real good. I recommend it.
No, it's too scary. I don't want to raise the hell. Can you imagine what would happen?
Yeah, the only movie you want to see where hell's being raised is Problem Child, because that kid's always raising hell.
What kid?
Oh, yeah. Love Microcephaly. condition microcephaly or cephaly or something. It's a neurological disorder.
Okay. Well.
And they used to be called freaks back then.
That's unfortunate.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on that note, let's do a hoedown.
Brett, what we like to do on this show at the end is a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown. You're welcome to participate or not. Would you like to?
Okay. Are you guys good at this? Because
no.
I can picture being very bad at this.
No, Gabe's probably the best.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at him, but that's just because I'm an idiot. Okay. So we're going to do a traditional Whose Line
About
Is It
what?
Anyway monologue. We're going to do it on the subject of Obama being on Twitter. And let's go.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So nervous.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm, I'm sure. Everyone is as ready as they're going to be. It requires no further... further preamble.
The goddess seems nervous.
I am nervous. My heart is beating faster. It's been a while.
We don't really need the commentary. You could just play the song.
Okay, here we go.
So I was DMing with my good friend. Maybe you know him. He's the leader of the free world. We went to SeaWorld, looked all at the fish. It's really bad what they're doing over there, guys. Don't go.
Well, everything on Twitter is really boring and dumb. I hate looking at everyone's stupid jokes all day. But I saw someone's wife, and then I saw his pup, and it turns out it was good old Barack Obama, and he said, hey, girl, sup.
I guess POTUS is tweeting up a storm. What do we do but tell him F me in DM? What do you think about that, Gabe?
I loved it. Well, the president, his first name's Barack. But I'm gonna tell you something that is gonna shock you into thinking that he's really funny. He tweeted things that were about the money.
Were about the money.
Oh, yeah.
You only get
you
one
can
shot.
Cut it. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, hey, this isn't about succeeding every time.
It's
right?
8 Mile. You only get one shot.
You
of course.
Gotta eat some.
The thing is, we committed in the very first episode that we do hoedowns in every episode,
right.
And we have not.
By gosh,
we're
going to
every episode. You're sticking by it.
We're sticking by it.
You're sticking by it. You will not. You will not budge.
It's the favorite segment from all our listeners.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
Yeah,
people tell me that they love listening to that.
Yeah, Brett, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Enduring.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And hopefully now you'll go out knowing more about what was trending just today.
Do you feel like you've learned anything today?
I don't think I've learned anything today. But
okay.
Well, I mean,
period.
This is educational.
Yeah.
I think you learned a little bit more about
German grandmas can have kids still at 65,
mm-hmm.
which
that's
there must
thing.
Be doing something right over there. They're still healthy enough to have
They have the secret fucking technique over there.
Yeah. I learned that I cannot do hoedowns whatsoever.
That's
and
fine.
That now
you,
the world.
You made an attempt.
Right.
And that's
you
all
tried.
We ask.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I could on my fourth or fifth attempt.
But
I
why
don't
get to
get
to it?
Yeah, exactly. Why bother?
I was also just holding back because I wanted you guys to feel.
Oh, thank you. We all can't be Brad Sherwood.
That's Brad. True. It's. I know it's kind of a scary thing to be dropped into, I think.
Right.
Like,
it is.
I learned Zippy is way, is like gone completely off the rails. Yeah, off the rails. Way more than I even remember.
I learned that you can apparently have a guest cartoonist. Just do one panel.
Just in the middle of the panel.
In the middle, like, hey,
yeah,
Bill, I want to write a panel for Zippy. Are you
cool? Wait
with
till
that?
I'm sick.
Right. That yeah. I can't think of the third panel here. Just write whatever you want.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I just keep a lookout for the new Summa album from Howard Kramer.
Yeah.
I'm producing cool. that.
What's it called?
It's called Summitology.
Yeah. Summitology.
yes.
When is that coming out?
I'm not sure right now. Hopefully, just as soon as it's ready, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, beginning of summer, you know, that's
it's in the oven. You're putting the toothpick in until it comes out clean.
Yeah. And I don't know when this comes out, but we're doing Summer Summit on May 30th, which is next weekend.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'll make it my business to make it come out before then.
Hey everyone, producer Robo Laura Hall here. I was not able to edit this episode in time for the Summer Summit. I was sick in bed with a bad case of heart bleed lol. But be sure to check out Brett's previous Summer albums with Howard Kramer, Summer This, Summer That, and Have Another Summer, which are available at howardkramer.bandcamp.com. And follow Brett on Twitter at Brett's Brain, all one word. Thanks, bye.
Agata, do you want to plug something?
I want to plug Grey's Anatomy.
Do you? It's summer. The season is over. Are you plugging old episodes of Grey's Anatomy?
I'm going to plug season 2, episode 8.
Okay, great. Right. Check it out on Hulu. July, do you have anything to plug?
I don't, but I'll give my plug to Robo Laura Hall, as always, because I don't have anything to plug.
Okay, Robo Laura Hall, what would you like to plug?
In her charger.
We like to drain her battery almost all the way before we plug her in again.
I will like to plug the Chinese restaurant episode of Seinfeld.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised she's seen that.
She consumes a lot of pop culture when we're not interacting with her. She's lonely.
Yeah. They're all,
Robo those? Seinfeld is my favorite.
Robo no, Seinfeld.
Scream it.
Having trouble managing her
I
volume.
I love him.
Okay, we get it. You love him.
You're so cool because you like Seinfeld. None of us
what
love
a hipster.
Seinfeld.
First one to ever watch it. Gabe, do you have anything to plug?
No, just this show. You can follow the show on Twitter at TrendsWBenefits. You can follow Robo Laura Hall at Robo Laura Hall. And we'll come back again. Thank you again, Brett.
Thank you so much.
Delight.
Yeah, so fun.
Anytime. And until next time, bye.
Bye.
Bye.